Hey, thanks for joining me on the Meg Ellison Show. I know I talked about this. I know. In fact, who am I trying to kid? You know, at the end of the day, I'm a little worn out. And so maybe I plop down on the couch and watch TV from time to time. I try to catch, you know, everyone knows my favorite show, Wheel of Fortune. No, we don't have TV trays, okay? It's not that bad yet. But, you know, obviously, Wheel of Fortune's only a half hour. So after Wheel of Fortune, of course, before, we try to catch, you know, we catch the Rhinelander News and then Mr. Food. There's usually some recipe that really doesn't look all that appetizing. Every once in a while, it's all right. But we just watch. It's kind of hokey, but it's entertaining, I guess. You know, right? You just sort of get away from it all. So bring all this up because I know I said we signed up for Netflix again and watched. I think we binge watched a show over the weekend. Spoiler alert. No, my husband and I, and I'm trying to think what it was called. Oh, my gosh. See, I'm blaming it on my tonsil surgery. I've been having memory lapses every once in a while. I'm like, gee, what is that show called? But can't remember the name of it. Shoot, it'll come to me in a minute. But anyway, we binge watched a show on Sunday, you know, when it was snowing like mad. And last night we were talking about it. And I said, you know, there's a lot of holes in that story. You know, like there's a lot of things that weren't answered. Some like significant details that were part of, I guess, the conclusion of this show. And you know, my husband's like, let's kind of curb some of what we've been watching. And, it's kind of, obviously sometimes it's just an escape to watch something on TV. But so the other day, yep, I know, I was watching Netflix and there's a show called The Tourist. And I did talk about it because the guy was driving down this old, dusty road in Australia, this Irishman, and he's listening to Kim Carnes, this song, right? And he's singing along, and I'm like, hey! And I think that it may have been part of the preview, so it sort of sucked me in, and, you know. But we haven't gone back to it since. I think we watched two episodes, and it was just like, meh. It, you know, there's so much on television that is not uplifting, that is not positive, that is not really, I don't know, worth watching. So, but every once in a while, something catches your attention. But we did watch half of a movie yesterday. And you know what? Here I'm going to talk about it. And I don't even remember the name of it. I'll look it up. But it is Dennis Quaid is the only actor of, any that's noteworthy. But it's about Dennis Quaid plays a pastor and has a family, three children and a wife and mother-in-law, and they obviously go from church to church, and I don't want to spoiler alert, but his youngest son loves baseball and wants to be a professional baseball player, and we're only halfway through, so I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to stay tuned. I'll let you know. I'll let you know tomorrow because I think we'll probably watch the other part. But we just decided we were going to watch half of it. It's a movie. So, and then read books to kind of ease into a good sleeping time in the Ellison household. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation this morning. If you're a candidate, I'm encouraging you to call in this morning. Good morning. You're on with Meg.
Well, hi, Megan. This is Jess Scoopall calling again. I'm the candidate for Village of Dominion president.
Oh, all right. Oh, good. And
Jess. Yeah, Jess.
Okay.
Yep, you bet.
Got it.
I'm not pitching for myself here this morning, but I just want to remind the people the importance of selecting the proper trustees. And I just want to remind you, I've got a group of four, and those who live in the Village of Maine probably got a postcard with their names on them. But it's very important to surround yourself with smart and competent people. And my team here, which we'll call them Team Hoofball, the people on that list is Joe Yell. Just remember, yell for help. We have Tom Mullally, Maribeth Russ, and Mackenzie Johnson. And if you're going to vote, please do vote. And if you can, vote for those four. It'll make my job a lot easier.
Okay.
Remember.
So, So let's go with the yell, and then I know there's a Johnson.
I've got a Tom Mullally, a Mackenzie Johnson, and a Maribeth Russ, and they're all very educated and experienced business people. People that know how to manage money, your money.
Absolutely. Let's put a pitch in for you too. You're also running as the town chair. Is that what you?
Yeah. We're a village now, so we're a village president.
Excuse me,
so.
Village president. Pardon me. Okay,
big promotion, so. Right?
Yes. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's a high paying job.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But
so
anyway,
I just thought
I'd better get a last minute pitch in there, and by all means, go on to our Facebook site of Jess Kupal, Village President, and there's all kinds of interesting stuff to read. And hey, get out and vote.
Okay.
And have a wonderful day.
And I want to repeat what you said. Obviously, okay. Jess Kupal for Village of Maine President, and mm-hmm. then Joe Yell. Tom, yes. Pronounce his last name again.
Mullally.
Mullally. Yeah. How do you spell that?
I believe it's Mullally.
Okay, all right. And then Mackenzie Johnson and Meredith Russ.
That is correct.
Got it. All right.
They're a good team, and if I have them on my team, we will do wonders.
And I presume that the fact that you're calling in and sharing this information, they must have some challengers, or there are others that are running as well.
Yes, there are. There are another, I don't know, three or four more candidates up and beyond that. But
and
these are people that I, to be honest with you, I just met them recently within maybe the last 3 months. So they're not, they're not old time friends. They are people who I believe who are qualified.
And you've taken the time to vet them so that you can determine that they will be the best to serve the people of the Village of Maine and represent them the best way. So, Jess, thank you for calling in. All my best to you. I hope that you are victorious on April 2nd. And as you said, Joe Yell, Tom Mullally, and Mackenzie Johnson and Meredith Russ.
Yep. I can't vote in Wausau, but if I had the chance, I would vote for Mr. Denny there.
All right, absolutely.
I believe he'd be an excellent ally.
I agree. Absolutely, I agree. I think leadership change is needed and necessary in Wausau. We don't want California Katie in City Hall any longer.
Yeah.
So
you just got to remember, it's your money.
Yes. Amen. Absolutely.
It's your money. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, thanks. Thanks,
Have
Jeff.
A wonderful day.
I appreciate it. Thanks. You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning. You're on with Meg.
Good morning.
You are on?
I've been trying to get on with you since about December 22nd when you were voting for your favorite Christmas song.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, have at it. It's a little Christmassy out there still.
I wanted to say to you that you have one of the best female voices that I have ever heard on the radio. And you are, second of all, probably one of the smartest gals, women, that I've ever listened to on the radio. And I do a lot of radio hopping. You just do a fantastic job. I wish you were national. And I hope you stay in Wausau forever. Thank you for bringing all the local people on. It's grassroots. It's where things hopefully can get done and changed and improved on. Nationally, it's a mess, but we'll see what happens in November. Good work on the tonsils. I'm 76. I had mine out 70 years ago, and I remember the popsicles at the hospital.
You got me beat. Yeah. Well, trust me, popsicles at this point are overrated. But I'm. I don't know if I'll ever have another popsicle after I mean, it was just sort of that was how I was sustaining. Was just with very little, and it's got kind of has some bad memories associated with it at this point. What's your first name?
Jim.
Well, I'm so glad that you called in. And did you say that you had a Christmas song that you wanted to hear on December 22nd?
I'm serious, Meg. I have tried every day, and I've checked my number about 14 times, and I said, sometime I'm going to get through.
Yay. I'm so glad that you did, because I want to tell you something. What you have just said, you have no idea how the impact of your encouraging words, and you've truly, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go out of the realm here, but I would say you probably made my month. I was going to say made my day for sure, but thank you so much. It's very kind.
You know what bugged me the most was I'd hear these same guys calling in, a guy from Lublin and another guy. And it was like you were their best friends and they had a secret number.
No,
and I said,
I don't have a
secret
number. Someday
I'm going to get on. Yes. You know, one thing that I just want to mention is with all the school referendums going on, it's very interesting to look at the Department of Public Instruction school ratings. And they just kind of go in line with small districts doing very well, big districts not doing so hot on the school report cards. And those aren't fudge numbers. Those are actual real numbers that school districts look at. But people are missing the point. You know, it starts with the teachers and the education system. It doesn't have to do with how much money anybody's getting. It's again, grassroots in the trenches. Teachers doing a good job. Kids do a good job. Test scores doing such a hot job, probably, in getting the message across to the kids that are doing poorly on the school report cards. So that's my 2 cents for Wednesday. Thank you much, and I hope I made your month.
You Take did. Care. Oh, my gosh. Probably my year. I don't know if anyone can top that. Those kind, encouraging words. So thank you. I appreciate that you are among our listeners, and I hope that you're able to get through again sometime sooner than, 2 months or 3 months from now?
Thank you for picking the phone up. I appreciate it. Now I can die.
Oh, good Lord. My pleasure. Don't die. You got to stay among our listeners. We need you out there. So, and I presume you've either voted or you're going to vote on April 2nd.
I've already voted.
Excellent. Well done. Well, Jim, very nice to hear from you. Keep trying to call in. I don't have any kind of secret line, so I don't know how some people just seem to be able to get through all the time, but I look forward to your next call.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 715-845-2155. Good morning. You're on with Meg.
Hi. This is Kurt.
Hello, Kurt. How are you?
We spoke on Monday. I just wanted to call and apologize for not revealing my news source before.
Oh, holy moly.
Actually, one of the places that I got the news was the WSAU website. It talked about U.S. has intelligence confirming Islamic State responsibility for Russia attack. That's on your own website.
All right. So, okay.
That's information.
Well done. You did some research. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing about this show. It's an opinion show. And often I talk about theories that are out there, and I have general distrust.
Vladimir Putin. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about Vladimir Putin. I'm just saying I have
echoing his talking point.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Are you?
Yeah, you were.
So you're pretending to be contrite, but you're actually calling in to be a jerk again? Is that it?
I'm not being a jerk. I'm just pointing out that you're echoing what Vladimir Putin said about the terrorist attack.
According to whom?
According to the link WSAU? On your own website.
You mean WSAU is saying that Putin is repeating some sort of talking points? Listen, I question everything. I mean, do you question anything that our federal government tells us?
Yes, I do, but I believe our government over a murderous dictator.
You do? Well, Russia. Do you believe?
And you don't? And you don't?
Often I do not.
So you trust Vladimir Putin over our government?
I am equally distrustful of all government leaders. I'll say it that way.
Equally?
Equally.
Sounds like you side more with Putin on
equally
this,
so. Distrustful.
Maybe you should really question yourself if you're trusting Vladimir Putin over our government.
Really?
Boom roasted.
Hey, do you ever watch Tucker Carlson?
Oh, wow.
See, you know, that's just, I would say that's really weak to call and then hang up. Well, you know, I guess I hope that you, well, I guess I'll just say I hope that you continue to tune in. Evidently you do. I've struck a nerve with you about my opinion about this conflict in Russia, or I mean between Russia and Ukraine. And I certainly believe that there is more going on than we are made aware of. And based on the current administration, in which I have no trust whatsoever, I certainly do take a look at the perspectives of others, and I take a look at what others are, others that are skeptical and criticize the American government, because I certainly, you know, they've really given me no reason to trust them in light of what we have seen over the course of the last 4 years with the current occupant of the White House. Yes, I am very distrustful. And, you know, I would encourage, again, this was a point that was made during the course of my conversation with Dr. Pierre Corey. Exercise your critical thinking skills. Don't just automatically assume that your government is acting on behalf of what's best for the American people. I certainly don't. Is Joe Biden acting on behalf of what's best for the American people by keeping our borders wide open, by allowing illegals to pour into our country, criminals, people that have killed other American citizens? Yeah, I don't trust the American government. And you know what? I'm not afraid to, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. Indeed, you know, there are some, of course, within our elected officials within our government that I trust. But again, it's verify before you put your trust in any entity or in any individual. Okay, so you know what? I can take one more call. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning. You're on with Meg.
Hi, Meg. David from Marathon. I haven't called in a long time. And now he's got your red head all fired up. I love it.
Yeah, but, well, there you go.
You know, I love Tom Tiffany. I love Ron Johnson. I love what you do. You have no idea how often you are brought up in your program around our kitchen table and our island. Aww. So keep up the good work. I do want to take issue with your opinion on Gallagher, who I adore, love his service. He's a patriot. Love Sean Duffy. But here's the deal. When these guys go into that office, they take their $174,000, stick to the damn job, finish it. They're not working for Quick Trip or some other manufacturing company. They have the most important, one of the most important jobs in the world. And I know, as a parent, I know this. But they went into it knowing they have to finish the job. And it's not like, and I'm going to give you one example. It's not that Sean and Rachel weren't out running around L.A. to New York. They didn't. So I know their situation. I don't know what Mike Gallagher's situation is. But you know what? They got to stick to it. Because also look into whether they really get paid or not if they leave. Whether their health insurance continues. They're in a way different set of rules than what you and I, or if you had to walk away from your job. They got to stick to it. I mean, love you, love your show, and I love everything about it, and I love that you said, don't you question everything or anything? I do, and I love those men, and I think they're all patriots, but when they walk into that job, they have to finish it.
Well, David from Marathon, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it very much. We can be respectful and agree to disagree, which you have been very respectful. I'm not so certain the last caller was like that, but thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you. Happy Holy Week, and have a very, very merry Easter.
Thank you. You as well. Take care.
Thanks.
Have a great day. All right. On that note, I got a boogie just for this, just this little time period. We got to go to a news break, but I shall return with my guest, Wendy Mahoney from Uncover DC. Continue to tune in on The Meg Ellefson Show on WSAU.